Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show. Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. That's what it is. Man, I'm supposed to add that talk show in, and I get it all turned around. I'm not used to it yet, but I'll get there. Anyhow, you found the show. I sure am glad you did. Today is a very special early edition. I'm very excited today because this is a cool thing. Our guest today has been on the show before, and she's back. And she's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, and just a phenomenal musician. This girl has so much talent. Miss Jimena Fasado. I'm sorry. How are you today?
Hi, I'm really good.
Excellent. You are currently in. Well, so everybody knows you are a fantastic guitar player. Fantastic guitarist. Playing guitar your whole life, like since you were a little girl? Or, I mean, because you have to be that good.
Well, that was my dream, you know, since I was 6 years old. I wanted to play, but unfortunately, no, I haven't played guitar since I was six. I started playing when I was around 13, you know.
Wow. Well, you're very, very good at it. It's just amazing. When the first time you were on the show, I was just blown away. You know, I saw a video and I heard some MP3s and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's like, when I was watching the video, I'm like, this is like watching Mozart or something. I was just very, very impressed. And it's kind of an interesting story. Now, you live in Mexico City. And you won a scholarship, right, out to the Musicians Institute?
Correct, yes. I won a scholarship from Sinister Gates, the guitar player from Avenged Sevenfold, and that's how I got the opportunity to study abroad, yeah.
So you went out, did some schooling there, learned a few things and whatnot, then went on a couple tours all over the place, all over the U.S. and whatnot. And then your visa ran out, right? I don't know how that works, but it was a problem, and you had to go back to Mexico City, and now we're trying to get you an artist visa, or you're trying to get an artist visa to come back to the U.S. so you can work and live and whatnot here, right?
Correct, yes. It's just that as a student, you're not allowed to work. So once you graduate, you have a year to work full-time. You know, like the government gives you a year to work, you know, in the field that you graduated. And that year, I toured twice nationally. Like, we had a lot of dates throughout the U.S. And that year is over gone, so I needed a new visa, you know, so to keep touring and performing in the whole U.S., I need the artist visa. And, yeah, I'm raising money for it, you know. It's quite expensive.
They don't just hand those out. They don't just say, oh, here you go, no problem. No, you got to pay for all this, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get lawyers involved. And it's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally. Sometimes people don't even imagine, like, you know, the whole spectrum of the adventure of being on the
Right. Well, it's interesting. Now, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, especially in this day and age, you hear a lot of stuff on the news about, you know, the immigration process and all this kind of stuff and whatnot. Well, this young lady is doing this, you know, she's going through what you have to go through. She's getting lawyers. She's doing it the right way. And she needs our help. And I saw that you had started a crowdfunding, a GoFundMe campaign to raise money to pay for this lawyers and all of this kind of stuff and forms. And, you know, I mean, nothing, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, nothing ever is for free. And she's working her tail off. So, you know, she can be here and do her work, and, you know, we're all entertained by, you know, give us entertainment. It's a hell of a thing. Now, when did you have the idea to try the GoFundMe route on this?
Well, to be honest, I'm not so sure about doing it because, you know, it's not something that, you know, you can just go out and say, hey, I need money. Can you, you know, help me out? Do you mind donating? It's like, I never thought that would be a good idea. And
right.
I was not aware of the response of people because, you know, there's people that think, oh, yeah, for sure, I'll help you. I know that you're talented. I like your music. But some people are going to be all the opposite. They're going to be like, why would I give you my money? What's the point of this? Blah, blah, blah. You know, like, everyone has different views on this. And, you know, I totally respect it because, you know, it's not something easy. But I was, you know, discussing with some friends about it, and they're like, dude, you have to do it. Like, you don't even know the power that this could have. And I'm like, okay, then let's try it. And so far, so good.
Yeah, it's doing real well. It's doing real well. And, you know, she's got a little bit of time left, folks. But, you know, with we all band together here and, you know, we can get her over the top with this. And it's a good thing. You know, if somebody's got a problem with crowdfunding, you know, well, then don't fund it. You know what I mean? Move on with your day. Problem solved. But I think there's plenty of people out there that know, you know, and they want to support the arts. It's a really weird thing, the arts. I'm a painter, as you know, here in the States. Most people want to support the arts. Unfortunately, it's the first thing that gets cut here in school when they're redoing budgets and whatnot. They get rid of music and arts first. And I think most people almost feel guilty about that. And so they're like, hey, however we can help. People like living in a nice place, you know, and the arts and music make a place nicer. You know, it's very cool to have that around, and especially when they see someone with such talent and talent like you have. I don't know. You probably practice guitar, I don't know, 14 hours a day or something to play like that. Maybe more. I don't know. But I'm very blown away with your talent. I'm so inspired and just, It's very, very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this
much.
Is.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Now, this is a new thing, though. This isn't. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, too, about crowdfunding. You know, yeah, she's not, you know, living in the valley and needs to pay the light bill this month. This is very serious, and it's very important. Now, you're getting probably offers and stuff all the time. And you can't which kind of sucks because you can't really commit until you have this artist visa knocked out, right?
Exactly. That's what we've encountered lately. You know, like, I had really good offers, even auditions, and, you know, it's hard for the people that don't know. It's hard to get auditions. Like, to be called, hey, can you audition for this artist? And they're like big artists, you know? But some people might say, hey, if they're so, like, big, why can't they give you the money for the artist visa? Well, that's not how it works, you know? Like, nobody's going to commit to that. On your own. You, as an artist, you have to do it on yourself, and then you get hired. It's not that the company is going to do that. But that's not how it works, but people are mistaking on that. So, yeah, I had to decline a lot of auditions and projects because I am not able to work, and, you know, I want to do it the right way. I don't want to do it any other way, so I can prove to all the people out there that, you know, it's possible to do it the right way, even though it's harder and it could take longer. It's really worth it, and I will feel good about it. I don't want to feel guilty about anything. I don't want issues with anybody, nor the government, and I want to prove it's the right way, you know? That's how I kind of called my campaign. Because there's a lot of stereotypes out there of, you know, immigrants, and I don't want to be part, you know, of a stereotype.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't, I wouldn't let that get too much to you, the people with this joke. You know, I find it, I don't want it to turn into a big political show or something, but, you know, I'm an old man. I'm an old man, and I see this stuff. And the people I see shouting the most about, oh, all these immigrants and, are people that are doing nothing and usually have the last name of, like, O'Reilly or Kelly or, you know what I mean? They're about a generation from being an immigrant themselves. So shut the hell up, move on with your day, and let us get to work. You know, that's the whole thing. And no, ladies and gentlemen, she's not coming over taking all the good guitar jobs. That's not what's going to. Nobody has these jobs right now. Nobody, if they did, they would have talent. And, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's like saying Einstein came over and took all the good genius jobs, you know? No, we needed him. Trust me.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, like I said, this is a direct way that you can really help somebody and in the arts and do some good. And I think that's, you know, a very, very powerful statement. And the cool thing about GoFundMe is you can do it anonymously. You can put your name in there if you want the accolades that you helped or whatnot. But you can, if you say, you know what, I got $50 I can throw at this, or however much, maybe you have $1,000. That's great too. Nobody's going to turn that down. But
any amount is really good.
$5. Exactly. And, you know, you've already raised, you're trying to raise 7,500, right? If memory, I have the tab over here, but $7,500. She's already at 4,500. So people, and I was, some of the people that didn't remain anonymous, I was scrolling through, and there's just a whole bunch, you know, of people on here. And it's in all kinds of amounts, you know, from $5, man, here's somebody anonymous, $100. There's just a whole bunch on there. As an artist, my dear, that has, well, I know it does. I'm telling you, that's got to feel good. You know, that people are digging, they're believing in your talent and in you and what you're doing. That's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, totally. I'm blown away. I never thought that this could happen. You know, like, I try to stay humble because, you know, I think that's the best way to live. But, you know, I really appreciate the support from everyone. You know, like, I don't care the amount. You know, it means a lot if you donated anything that you could just because you wanted to support my vision, my ambition, my dream. My talent, my everything, you know, it means the world to me, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a link to her GoFundMe page on our show page, of course. And however you're listening to the show, that link's right there. Even if you're listening after we convert this to a podcast in the future, that link follows. However, our show gets put out on about 57 different podcast streaming services, including Apple Podcasts and whatnot. And that link will follow. However you're listening to the show, you'll be able to click on that, get right to the GoFundMe page, and you know, help out. Now, there's nothing shady about this because we've got it all listed out here. It all broke down. $5,000 for that's one thing that cracks me up about people that have no idea, have never dealt with a lawyer before, and they're experts on this. They're like, oh, well, how much can a lawyer be? It depends on what you're doing, but it ain't ever cheap. It's been, in this case, for immigration, $5,000, man, $5,000. That's straight up lawyer fee. And then you've got $1,500 in government, another $1,000 in other expenses because I imagine you have to like put it in the newspaper, in some newspaper or something where you're going, you make all these announcements and all this kind of stuff. There's a press you have to do, right?
Yes, there's a lot of things that you have to cover to be eligible for the visa, for the artist visa. Well, you could call it artist visa, or the legal term is like the O-1, which is like extraordinary abilities. It could be in any field. Right. In this case, an artist visa. But, yeah, so you have to have your own music out, which you already featured in your show.
You have to have a little bit again, too.
Yeah, you have to have press everywhere, you know, online, newspaper, you know, magazines or whatever it is. You know, I already covered that, too. I'm actually going to be in a magazine in Mexico here. It's like the guitar world, but like the Mexican version of it. So, I mean, that's pretty much good, you know. I'm actually going to have a clinic here. So everything, I'm just trying to take everything as a positive side. But, you know, it's just have and have, because it has to be your work, your effort, your sweat, your blood, everything, plus the lawyer, because if you don't have the lawyer, then it doesn't matter that you have all the package, you know. But it's the same if you have the lawyer and you don't have the package. Like, you know, it's like, it's a whole, you know. So what I don't have is the money for the lawyer, so, yeah.
Right. Right. This reminds me a million years ago. No, it really wasn't that long ago, but it was a good, I'd say it was a good 20 years ago. Way back when you were a little girl, I had went to, there was a museum that had flown me over to Paris to give a lecture on pop art. And I had went and fell in love with Paris. I'm a painter. How could I not, you know, I felt like Picasso.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stay. I stayed for a month, well, just under a month, because of these issues. If I had stayed and done my art there, I would have lost citizenship here. And to get back, if I ever decided to move back, which good chance that probably would have happened, maybe not, but I wanted to be covered just in case. Yeah, somebody explained... Yeah. A lawyer of my father's explained to me what it was going to cost at that point to get back in and to be able to work and not have problems and all of that. And it's expensive, man. It is really expensive. People think you just show up. Yeah, she doesn't get off the train with her axe and, you know, go across the street to a nightclub and start playing. That isn't how that works. You know, that may work in a movie, but the reality is, and here's the other thing, folks, is she can't get hired without this, because the reality is somebody, you know, whatever band or whatever that wants to hire her to go on tour or whatnot, don't want to be halfway through the tour and, you know, they say, you didn't have this done right, so you have to go back to Mexico now. You know what I mean? That's a big pain. And so she has to have everything, I's dotted and T's crossed. And we're going to help her get there. So I think that's very, very cool. And then we've been talking a lot, Herminia, about your talent and whatnot. We played, last time you were on the show, an original composition you did, called Chasing the Moment. And I'd like to play it again, if that's okay, just so people can see or hear how fantastic. Here it is, folks. We're going to play it, and then we'll talk a little more about this and the campaign and what we all can do to help. Check this out. And hold on to your face, because it just might melt off. It is that good. Check this out. Wow, what a track! What a track! Ximena Fassato, guitarist extraordinaire. Ximena, I'm blown away by it. It's just amazing. And this, just, you know, recorded on a Tuesday, right? That's just what you do. That's fantastic.
Wait, do it again?
Say again?
Yes, say it again.
Oh, I was saying that that's just what you do. That's chasing the moment. I mean, that's a good example of, you know, your talent on that. That's what a great track. Fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just my phone was,
No, no problem. So it's very, very cool. And once again, folks, we have a link on our show page and however you're listening to the show, to the GoFundMe campaign, a direct link. Or you can just put in Ximena Fassato's name in the GoFundMe.com or whatnot. It comes right up. It's the first thing, of course, that comes up. We also have a link to her website, which explains, you know, this and all the stuff that's happening and whatnot. Cool, cool stuff. Now, are you working on music right now in it, while you're getting this paperwork sorted out and whatnot?
Yes, for sure. I am still recording. I'm still writing. You know, I'm actually working with Prince's DJ. He used to be his DJ. I'm really honored to have him as my producer. We're working, you know, at, you know, remotely from, you know, emails and everything and just like phone calls. He's producing the next track. I'm sending him the ideas and like once everything sorts out, hopefully soon. If I go back to LA, I can just like record with him and just like have the rest of the album
and get
done.
Back to work. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's fantastic. Well, you know, and you just have to. You just got to keep working at it. And one of the things, you know, I was telling you this off the air. I'm so impressed with you. And I'm not making. Because I used to get annoyed when people would do this when I was younger. They're like, "Oh, somebody your age. I'm so impressed." You know, but I am. You're a young lady, 22. When I think what I was doing or not doing at 22, I'm just blown away because, you know, I didn't have it at all together like you do. And it's just fantastic to see. Now, I wanted to ask you a couple technical things about your playing. Is there a particular type of guitar that you prefer?
Yes, I really like purist guitars, and that's what I play. That's my main act. I have a couple guitars. I'm actually already sponsored by them, purist guitars.
Oh.
I really appreciate their support. They reached out to me. They're paying, actually. I think everything happens for a reason, and like I'm really honored that I'm part of the purist family. And you know, I really recommend those guitars. The quality of the sound, the wood, everything, it's really smooth. And no matter the price range, it's a really nice guitar.
Very cool. Very cool. And now, do you have a preferred amp and strings and whatnot that you do? Or is it all just depends on what you're doing?
Yeah, sometimes it depends, to be honest. I mean, I have a favorite amp, but I do not own it because, you know, I'm raising money for my visa, and that's the priority, you know?
Right.
But,
I hear you. I've been there.
Yeah. But right now, you know, I tour with, or I used to tour with, you know, amps that the venues have. Usually they have Fenders or Marshalls, so I really like it. You know, that's like, hopefully soon I can get to have it. But if not, I just go straight to the PA with my pedal board. You know, I really use, like, I have those simulators of the Cat Bear.
Nice, nice. Now, let me ask you this. When, in your pursuit, when you're working and whatnot, and you have all this going, do you stay in good touch? Your folks live in Mexico City still, right? I mean, that's, I'm assuming. Are you in touch with them a lot when you're out on the road? And I'm sure they worry about you, especially being your age and whatnot. This is a lot of grown-up stuff you're doing, you know? And you are grown, but I would be
worried. They have to accept that I chose this career, you know, and it's a little bit hard sometimes. But, you know, yeah, I stay in touch with them. I try to. And, you know, I love sharing the experiences I have and, you know, the places I go to or the projects I'm working on. And you know, it's real nice and, you know, receiving the support back is something I'm grateful for.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Now, you also do, I'm seeing on your website, you also do lessons, and I assume that's like over Skype or something. That's pretty cool. Or is it just in person, depending on where you're at?
I do both. Like,
okay.
When I was in LA, I had both, you know, like in studio and online. Right now in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing the same, you know, so it doesn't matter what part of the world you are. I can still give lessons. You know, I have students from Canada, India,
nice.
And the U.S.
Well, see, there you go. And if you're listening and you want to become a rock star and no, if you want to be a serious artist, serious musician, doesn't matter what kind of art you do, you have to learn your craft. You have to, I don't care if you're baking biscuits, painting paintings, or shredding the guitar, you have to know your business. You have to learn your craft. And, you know, I know people, professional people, that still take lessons. You can never learn too much, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, there's always something to learn. Yeah, you never stop.
Very, very cool. Very true. Well, that's awesome. That is very, very good. And again, folks, JimenaFasado.com, we have links up for that as well. And I have to ask you, I love your logo. That is cool. Now, I'm a graphics guy, so did you know somebody that did that, or did you make that up, or where did that come from? I'm looking, the one on your website, the blue, your name.
Cool.
With the
thank
car.
You. Yeah, well, I really like it too, to be honest. A friend of mine was the designer, you know, and he's like, hey, do you want me to do the logo? And I'm like, yeah, I have this idea. Like, can you help me to, you know, make it real? And he's like, yeah, for sure. So, like, I just told him what I wanted, and he sketched out different, you know, styles, and I'm like, this one, that's the one. And, yeah.
That is the one. That is. Well, next time you see him or hang out with him, which will be soon, you'll be back in the States very soon, I predict this. Buy him a cup of coffee because he earned it. That's a great logo.
For sure. I know. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, best of luck and whatnot. And I said this to you before last time you were on the show, and you know it. You know this is true. Keep doing what you're doing. You're so good at it. Don't give
thank
up on that dream.
So
because. Yeah, it's so important, and you're at that age where things in, you know, life stuff will start happening, and you're like, keep this dream alive. I'm just telling you, I've seen people give up on dreams, and it's not a good thing. Then they come back to it when they're like 50. A lot of times pass. Don't
yeah.
do that. You know,
I won't
very.
Die from it.
They're good, good, because I'll come down to Mexico City and make you start playing. Very cool.
For sure, you're
hey.
Welcome here.
Yeah, that's right. All right. I'll at least call and give a stern talking to. No, that's great. And keep doing it. And ladies and gentlemen, let's get together. Let's all pull together. And I'm asking you, you know, even if it's giving up a Starbucks tomorrow, you know, we can all do that. This is more important. Help out at this campaign if you can. It's a GoFundMe, and this is a very feel good about yourself. Helping somebody out like this it will make you feel good about yourself. So, not only are you helping them, you're going to do something good. And we need that. We need that. Just keep
thank
doing
you,
what you're
thank
doing,
you.
Man.
It means a lot. Thank you, really. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Anything we can do to help. And there's about a week left on this campaign, right? So now's the time, folks, to get into it. It might be a little longer. I'm not sure when the cutoff is, but it's coming up. So let's all get together and do what we can do here. Hamina, I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for taking time and, you know, keep it rocking. I imagine you're going to be practicing and working this weekend.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor again. Thank you so much. And yes, for sure, I will be practicing.
Awesome. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today, folks. We will be back tomorrow, Wednesday, tomorrow evening. We've got a fantastic, very cool rock band, almost bordering, I would say, kind of goth sounding, but very cool. I dig it a lot, called 13th Sky out of L.A., and if you kind of like a little bit of edginess with your rock and roll, you're really going to dig them. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for listening. And go over that to that GoFundMe campaign. We got a link right there. Go click on it right now. Everybody, we will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much, Hamina.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Outstanding.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.